This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weather was popping yesterday with sundress conditions. Everyone was looking beautiful. And Shea Center was popping yesterday in an incredible performance all around for both squads. But unfortunately, you lose the final three home games at Shea Center, and you find yourself now in another game at Shea Center, but this time as a play-in team, Joe, as I say good morning to you. A disappointing end to an exciting regular season, but it's not all doom and gloom. You win tomorrow. You face the Rockets in the first round. You would like to be a playoff team right now, but right now you are a play-in team, and there is still more work to do. Kawhi Leonard, I mean, what can you say? The guy's a Hall of Famer. The guy's won two Finals MVP. You've seen him in the 2019 NBA Finals for Toronto. James Harden's won MVPs. He's one of the greatest scorers in the history of the game. He had 39 points yesterday, a couple boards shy of a triple-double, scored the first 8 points in overtime. If it's a Zubac, might be the most underrated player in the league. Jimmy Butler, he showed up for the Warriors. He looked like playoff Jimmy. Stephen Curry showed up scoring the ball, but those turnovers, man, eight of them, those were killers. And just an incredible basketball game all around. It was incredible.
It was a great game. And it's so deflating to lose. You know, the season's not over. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that want to go the Rocket route, meaning that's the easier path. And I understand that. They exerted so much energy in that game. And to go to overtime and to lose the way that they did, I mean, we could pick apart everything from who played, who didn't, to the amount of minutes all the big guys got, to not being able to slow down the efficiency of Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Zubac, you mentioned. I thought Norman Powell had multiple sweet layups in the lane.
That three at the end of the half was huge.
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 Chris Dunn played phenomenal defense, got a huge pick on Steph Curry late in the game. Steph was spectacular, mixed in with a lot of mistakes. You know, Jimmy was great. And then at the end, it felt like they couldn't get him the ball when they needed to. I thought Pods was great in this game, sprinkled in a couple of specific possessions that I'm sure he and the team want back that I don't even think are his fault. Draymond, you know, took on the assignment of Kawhi, but there were a couple of head-scratching plays from Draymond. You know, the foul at the end of regulation where he didn't even get asked in postgame about it. We'll get into it. It was head-scratching to say the least, because you wipe away an opportunity for the Warriors to maybe get the ball back and have an opportunity to maybe tie it or take a lead depending on what happens with Kawhi. You know, one of the smartest players of all time, one of the best defenders of all time. He's on an island. There's a discrepancy of about 8-9 seconds between play clock, shot clock, and or game clock and shot clock. And he just fouls Kawhi out on the perimeter. And they had their defense set up. I don't know why you do that. Now you give them the chance to just hold the ball in a tie game and shoot it late. And that doesn't even bring in the layup where he's trying to initiate contact in overtime, right, instead of just going up with it.
That was, yeah.
And Steph, same thing. Steph caught a ball from Dre and no one was around him. And he tried to catch and go up like he was playing tips over at St. Gabe's Schoolyard. And instead, he should have just went down and came back up. And it's easy to explain all those things. The reality is they got out-executed. And they got outplayed down the stretch in the final 5, 6, 7 minutes with all their top dogs again, and then again in overtime.
No guests today. I would just want all the people. I want all the fans. I want Dub Nation to call in 888-957-9570. This is your floor today for the next 4 hours here on the Morning Roast. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. Clippers 124. They are a playoff team. Warriors 119. They are a play-in team, and they're going to be playing your boy, Ja Morant, Mr. Grenade. I'll catch a grenade for you, Bruno Mars. That's going to be tomorrow, and we'll have all day tomorrow to preview that game. Trust me. And there's a lot baked into it. But right now, we're reacting to yesterday, and just, I stopped to say disappointing because I get it. You want to be a playoff team. And I was driving in this morning and I kept coming away from that game saying, I have a really hard time saying I could be mad at what the Warriors put forth yesterday. You could be upset about some of the possessions.
I'm deflated.
The effort level was there. Like that was
no doubt.
That was a playoff atmosphere at Chaser. That was a playoff game. Let's just call it what it was. Well, that was a playoff game.
I agree with you, and that's why I'm not really
The Clippers are the hottest team in the NBA right now.
Oh,
they are. It's not even close.
If Kawhi stays healthy, they're a problem.
Yes.
I mean, he's ridiculous.
That series, by the way, them and the Nuggets first round, whoo! The West is loaded with matchups. It's so exciting.
Harden was spectacular.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's God, GP2 made a couple of plays in this game, but a part of me wanted to see Moses Moody, who I thought played really good defense in the first half. It's almost impossible to guard that guy. I'm talking about James Harden. And then Kawhi Leonard, obviously, was very difficult to guard, but I just... For the life of me, I wanted to see Moses Moody out there. I felt like the offense in the final 5 minutes needed another shooter out there, just a catch and shoot guy who just ripped one. And there were a couple of, and maybe I'm nitpicking. I don't know. Maybe
30 minutes for Moses. He started, obviously, they go to their starting lineup that they've been really good at. Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, Moody, Pajemski. Just 4 shot attempts in 30 minutes, it's not going to cut it for Moses.
No.
And he's not trusting his shot right now. And I think that signals to me, Joe, like only 4 attempts. He has a lack of trust. No, I'm talking about Moses Moody.
Moses Moody, yeah.
Just 4 shot attempts for him. That uptick there, man. Like,
well, there's no doubt. I mean, look, they went with Quinton Post for a couple of minutes in this game, and
God love him.
Quinton Post didn't shoot enough. Like, if you're going to be on the floor, Quinton, you're not there for a defensive stopper.
One shot attempt for QP is not enough.
But yeah. Look. The reality is they're going to go as far as the big dogs execute. And Steph had a lot of turnovers. Was Steph brilliant? Absolutely. But he also had a lot of turnovers.
That was the Steph experience, right?
Situational turnovers, and then Draymond Green, you know, I go back to the end of regulation. I would like to hear his explanation on why he fouls there, because I think that, you know, there's only like 3 seconds left on the play shot clock right there for him. I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard. He's at the top of the key, and you have an opportunity to get another rebound. Now, second chance points was a problem. Ben Simmons had multiple deflections that led to extra baskets. Two consecutive, at the end of the third and the start of the fourth, 2 consecutive 3 chance opportunities that led to layups for the Clippers. You missed a couple of free throws that you normally hit. Pods on the and one. You know, they wiped away the Jimmy and one. They gave Harden a couple of free throws on a play. I thought he was passing, even though it was a foul. GP2 fouls James Harden when he's shooting a 3. All of these possessions, when it comes down to overtime, are going to always factor in.
Right.
And I thought that they got crushed on the glass. And what happened was, multiple times, they got caught in a rock and a hard place. They went zone with the 3-guard lineup down the stretch. GP2, Pods, and Steph Curry. When you have Pods and Steph Curry, you're kind of on a defensive disadvantage. Mm. You mix in GP2, who was a lockdown defender. In this one, no, he wasn't. But he has been one, and they went to this zone, and they killed him in the zone. They rotated the ball quickly. They dribble drive penetrated. They threw lobs. They took the little midi when guys were laying off of the guy catching the ball at the elbow, and that guy Chris Dunn or whoever it was could just square up to the hoop and then can either flip it up, or if you come out to me, I'll throw the layup lob to Zubac, who was excellent in this one. Their defense down the stretch, I thought, was sketchy, and they didn't box out at all. So they have only to blame themselves.
No, it's a great call. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Clippers improved to 4-0. They sweep the season series in the regular season against the Golden State Warriors. Kawhi Leonard looked incredible. The most minutes Kawhi's played in a game in the regular season or playoffs. Check this. 47 minutes for Kawhi yesterday. Most since 2019.
He was amazing.
When he played for the Toronto Raptors, and we know how that season ended for them. With a championship. It was a double overtime win against the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. 52 minutes, and that was 6 years ago.
Joe.
So most minutes Kawhi's played. And it was, there's part of me where it's like, yeah, like, you don't want it to come at your expense for the Warriors. I was like, that was awesome. I'm happy to see Kawhi Leonard healthy in a playoff type of setting, because I haven't seen it basically since 2019, it feels like.
This is why I feared them.
Yeah.
Because that guy, right, and they said it on the broadcast, he's not even just a Terminator. That fool is Thanos. He is the Terminator. He's the UFC Ken Shamrock. Yeah. I mean, like, his body is, he's unreal. Like, he doesn't even jump anymore. He just, like, leans into you and you go flying.
It's because he's so big, and he tall, and long. Like, that burst is not, it's not there anymore. Let's just call it what it is. He showed it in flashes yesterday.
He don't really even need it.
But he doesn't need it because he's so much bigger than everyone else.
And the play that's going to go kind of quiet here is Steph coming into the lane and four guys kind of, like, collapse on him. Mm-hmm. And he plays the passing lane on the Draymond short corner pass. And he steals the ball and then has the wherewithal to throw it back in bounds. That was a huge play for them. I mean, there's a ton of them, but I just, this is why, and like, I'm not going to like, look, they have a chance to wipe it all away.
Yes.
But this is why when you lose three consecutive games at home to end the year, this is why I lost my mind coming out of the Miami Heat game or the Atlanta Hawk game or the Spurs game.
Yep.
All of these missed opportunities, if they just handle their business and they win the last three at home, they could have been the three seed. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
All right. Now you are in a fight for your life game. Just what, less than 48 hours after that one? Did you not see an exhausted team in that overtime? They looked gassed.
Yeah, they did. But you know what? Wipe it all away with a win tomorrow. I hear you. That's where tomorrow's tomorrow. Today's today.
They better win. They better win. Because you know who's going to face you if you don't? Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson.
Oh, ye of little faith? The Sacramento Kings?
No, I'm just going
Phil
like
Christie?
If we were going to go, you know, total, like, you want your season to be collapsed by former Warriors? Harrison Barnes does you in with a game winner the other day. Do not let Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson be in the equation come Friday night. Cannot let that happen.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on all of those platforms today. We love your participation on the YouTube chat. We appreciate all you guys. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I'm sure Laughing Monk was popping yesterday. It was beautiful. I was out in the city. It was incredible. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. Yeah. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We're going to get to all your calls, I promise. Yeah. Other side, we're going to let this marinate. There's a lot of onions and layers of said onion that we need to peel back today. And we're going to do that all show long. We're breaking this game down. It's about y'all's and your calls. 888-957-9570. Yeah, you love that little chuckle.
I do love that. Let's have him griddle with
Tittle. That's right, baby.
but Joey, like, they went to a zone. I mean, think about what I just said. They went to a zone against two of the best ISO players on the planet.
I know.
I'm talking about Harden and Kawhi.
And credit to Harden. Harden did hit some incredible shots in that overtime. Like, Butler had some pretty good defensive times.
You know why?
But he's one of the greatest offensive players of all time.
He gets to his spots.
He does.
And the Warriors are at a disadvantage. They don't have a rim protection, right? So you have to, if Draymond Green is going to be in this zone that they were in. Now, they went to man-to-man in specific spots. But when they're in a zone, like, GP2 cannot let a guy dribble by him. That's why he's out there, you know? And I hate picking on him because he's been a really good Warrior. But I thought yesterday, defensively, he let too many, at the top of the key, guys go by him. And then secondarily, I hated, there were two specific, but I'm sure we could point out more, specific times where Kawhi is backing up toward the half-court line. He is not a guy that you need to honor beyond the three-point line like that. There are guys out there. You know, Kyrie's a guy out there that you'd have to honor. Luka.
Shot 50%. Yeah, he had 4 of 8. But again,
you're doubling him.
I will live with Kawhi shooting threes. Yes.
And he's backing up.
Yeah.
And Curry is sending a late double team. Now you're opening up the paint. So right at the free throw line, Chris Dunn's like, that's like a textbook CYO how to beat a zone, right? Or a double team. Quick passes, right? Get it right into the paint, suck the defense in, and if you can, you throw a bounce pass or a lob to your big who's going to be in that dunker spot going toward the block. And they did it over and over and over again. And when the Warriors collapsed on that guy catching the ball at the elbow, they threw the lob. When they didn't, Chris Dunn turned around, squared up to the hoop, and threw up the floater. How many times did James Harden get to his spot in the lane? Like,
yep.
When you play the three guard lineups, right? You do it because you think that the offense is going to be there, but their defense was lacking. And then secondarily, I thought offensively, the team looked very timid outside of Steph Curry shooting the ball late in the game. Like GP2 just didn't want to take a shot in overtime on that first possession, and you could just feel everything getting constipated.
Well, there was a couple moments with Gary Payton when he was out there where there was a wide open, whether it was a three-point shot, whether it was just a little mid-range, if you just take a jump shot there. He had that little missed bunny floater, that just barely grazed
the
rim.
He didn't even want to shoot
it. No, he didn't.
You could feel the tension in the shot. I felt bad for him.
But that's why, again, in a playoff type of setting yesterday, why I was just a little bit, and listen, they can still going to run. I'm not saying this team's cooked. I'm not saying anything like that. But that's why you have to be a little skeptical about this team going forward when it comes to the others, when it comes to other people stepping up. I saw Pajemski step up yesterday shooting the ball. Did he make some mistakes? Yeah, but that's baked into everything. I thought overall he had a very good game.
Potts hit a late game three.
He did.
That was, I mean, just unbelievable. And then he had a great rebound late in the game where he got fouled. He had plays. He had the floater.
Yes.
That was gorgeous. Now, was the 24-second, you know, him and Looney at the top of the key.
Well,
I mean, but here's what I would say to everybody. It was bad. It was bad. I watched it back like four times. No one's moving. Jimmy Butler fell on the wing and fell to the ground and had to pick himself up. And Steph's being basically double-team hedged off ball. So, like, I know we want to blame Potts, and I didn't like that possession at all. But it's Looney and Potts at the top of the key, and no one else wants the ball.
Well, and Steph gives him the ball with 5 seconds to go. He's like, hey, make something up. I was like, dude, what am I supposed to do?
Less than that. And he gets the travel call, and it's a grenade. Those are those grenade possessions where I'm telling you, like, it looks like, oh, that's a bad play by Potts. But it's like, where's he going to go?
That should have been another turnover for Steph, quite frankly. If we're doing like scoring like in baseball, it should have been that. It should have been another number nine because Draymond, if he just turned right around, Draymond was wide open and he was shooting the three ball well yesterday.
Yes.
And that could have been another one.
Yeah. Look, Kawhi was super efficient and excellent. Harden was super efficient and excellent. Zubac, super efficient and excellent. Chris Dunn played scrappy defense. That pick on Steph was huge. Norman Powell hit multiple big shots. The Warriors needed one other guy to step up late in that game. I actually thought Pods outside of Steph was the only guy who had the guts to take a shot.
I know Chris Dunn, everyone was saying, I'm sure in the broadcast, and I was watching the ESPN feed with Dave Pasch. I thought Bob Myers did a hell of a job doing the national broadcast. I know NBC Sports did a hell of a job. Bobby Fitz, Kalena, and I know it was a Bally Sports fan duel. So I know everyone had the game, but they were talking on the broadcast. Oh, Chris Dunn, you know, he's only a 33% 3-point shooter. But Bob Myers, he's like, yeah, but he's shooting plus 45% the last month. He's shooting the ball well.
He's so on fire.
He was on fire. And yesterday, he was perfect. 4 of 4 and 3 of 3 from beyond the arc. 11 points. He stepped up. He had 6 assists as well. I thought Chris Dunn had an incredible game. Again, we're going to get all to your calls.
Joe.
Robert, Coach, Peter, Greg, start lining them up. 888-957-9570. Clippers 124, Warriors 119. Warriors are the 7th seed, and we'll be playing the Grizzlies tomorrow.
They went up 4. Somehow, some way, up 4 with 150 to go, give or take, after the Curry 3, 111-107. And after that, it was Harden goes by GP2. Draymond's like backing off because of the lob threat. It's 109-111. GP2 passes up a shot. They double team Steph. Pods gets the ball on the wing with no time left, and he has to travel. Then you double Kawhi for no reason. Another lob to Zubac. The reverse of what happened on the play before.
Zubac is
okay?
Sick.
Now it's 111-111. Jimmy pick and roll. Steph goes 4-on-1 into the lane. Pass intercepted by Kawhi. 17.5 on the clock. Ty Lue calls a timeout. And you got Moody in there, Dre in there, Jimmy, Looney, and GP2. Your supposed best defensive lineup. And you foul when there's 10 seconds left on the game clock, 2.5 on the shot clock. You gave up the opportunity to get the ball back. That's not the end all be all. I'm not saying that it is. I just want to know, why would Draymond do that? It didn't make sense.
Let's talk.